There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of the executives from General Motors. He's an auto insider and expert, and actually has the title of Director of Consumer Affairs for General Motors, James Bell, who's going to be doing a little car buying 101 with us. Recently, General Motors released a study showing car buyers are growing more web savvy. Can you believe that? Even more web savvy. And they're looking for an improved test drive experience. And that makes sense to me, because a lot of times when you take your vehicle out, if you're buying a new car, the salesman will want to just, you know, take you around the block, around, you know, basically the outskirts of the dealership. That's not truly a great indication of how the vehicle is going to perform, you know, in traffic, in the highway, on rough roads. You really need to map out a much better test drive, in my opinion. And it'll be interesting to see what James's study has shown that folks are looking for in an improved test drive experience. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by a representative from J.C. Whitney, which is celebrating 100 years. Rob Mulner, their chief car enthusiast, will be joining us, and he's brought along a very special guest, and we'll continue to celebrate all the great things that J.C. Whitney has brought us for more than a century. They've got a special website lined up for that as well. But right now, let's go out to the West Coast and bring forth a gentleman who is a very interesting and diverse background. He's an automotive journalist, was for many, many years, ran many different organizations, IntelliChoice, just to name one, and many others. And he has done a lot of television work and media work. But a few years ago, he decided to go over to General Motors and share his expertise with those folks and with you folks. Joining us right now is James Bell, the Director of Consumer Affairs for General Motors. James, welcome to the program.
Bob, your introductions always make my day. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Mike.
Fantastic. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How's that Corvette of yours?
Well, you know, I traded in for a Z06 for a short little while there.
Oh.
And I scared myself properly several times. It's a heck of a car.
Was it a Z06 coupe or convertible?
It was a coupe, but being California, you know, with like living in nice weather, I just left the roof off most of the time. You might have also heard that we're having a little bit of a drought out here, so there's not much rain to worry about.
That's true. And was it the automatic or the manual version of the Z06?
I asked for the automatic with the new 8-speed gearbox because I was pretty familiar with the old 6-speed, which was very good, but I heard this 8-speed is just fantastic, and boy, it just shifts so hard. I mean, they talk about people say, well, why didn't GM put a dual clutch gearbox in there? There's no need. That thing shifts so fast, so hard, and then when you're driving aggressively, it does that. But then when you're just kind of putting around town, you know, going to get up, pick up your dry cleaning, it's very smooth and nice, natural automatic. So it's really the best of both worlds because, as you know, a dual clutch gearbox can be a little bit clunky in parking lot situations and just kind of slow around town.
Let's talk about that's my fault. Let's talk about that, like you say, that gearbox on the Z06.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. I mean, we're talking an automatic 8-speed that is actually faster than the manual 0 to 60, and in other performance testing, this is one quick vehicle, that new Z06.
Here's the way I like to explain it. Okay, here we go. Starting now. The Z06 will go from 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds, which is less time than it took me to say that sentence.
That is mighty quick. Hey, I remember, you know, 0 to 60 in 5 seconds was fast, and now we're getting down into the twos. That is just remarkable.
Well, have you seen what Bugatti is saying for their replacement or the next generation of the Veyron? I think it's been called the Chiron or something like that. But they're saying they're aiming for a technical bogey of 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds. Wow.
2 seconds.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about this new study. It's called Car Buying 101, and this study shows car buyers are growing even more web savvy and looking for an improved test drive experience. Let's talk about the web side of the thing, because, you know, folks have become so web savvy as it is, but they're even growing more savvy.
Well, really, it becomes an issue of how we live our lives here in 2015. I mean, now here's something that might make some of your listeners feel old. I know it did for me. If you are under the age of 24, the idea of not doing your business online is just insane. It doesn't make sense. Just the way you and I would not think about watching TV on a black and white set.
Yes.
They can't imagine not using the internet. Whether it's, you know, finding information, doing business, doing whatever they need to do. So you've got a younger generation that's automatically assuming that they can do things online, and you've got older generations that have learned to use the internet in very productive ways. We all do our banking online now. We book our travel online. We buy our car insurance online, so we might as well buy our car that way too. So there's just so much solo focus on using the internet in the car buying process. Now, until now, it's been pretty much just the research side. And that's, I think, you know, our study also, we asked people how they felt when they went into the dealer, and several said that they felt like they knew more about the car that they weren't going into test drive than the salesperson did. And that's because, you know, they'd really done their research, which is fantastic. So, we're at the point now where the internet is just an absolute locked-in part of the car buying process. People really want to know the insides and outsides of every vehicle, really get their focus down. So when they do go to the dealership to do that test drive, they're really locked in. It's not going in and like maybe like our grandparents did, of just throwing their hands up and saying, I need a new car. What do you got? You know, it's just the world has changed. And any car dealer that is not embracing that and not making that part of their business processes is doomed to join the dinosaurs.
And when you look at the sheer numbers of vehicles being sold, we're so fortunate. These are wonderful times. A near record 17 million cars and trucks are going to be sold this year. And leasing has really come around. About 25% are scheduled to be leased. That's the estimate.
Yeah, well, and that's really tied really closely to the type of vehicle. I mean, they say that BMW 3 Series, about 60% of their sales, so to speak, are all leases. So, you know, when you get into luxury brands, the leasing becomes an even higher percentage. But leasing is a great option for a lot of people. But it really kind of comes back to, again, that doing your research before you head out to shop. And in this case, I mean, research yourself. Really be clear and clean on how you're going to use the vehicle. If you're the type of person who, you know, eats a lot of French fries while you're driving around and spills down the seat and you don't care, if you're the kind of person that parks as close to the door of where you're going and you don't care about a door ding, then, you know, you don't keep the car really clean or well-maintained, then leasing is an awful choice for you, you know, because you're going to pay some pretty heavy fines. Oh, and, you know, I left out the biggest one. If you're a real road warrior, if you're the kind of person who wakes up on a Saturday morning and says to your friends, hey, let's jump in the car and do a quick road trip for 1,000 miles or something, then, well, don't take the lease vehicle because you're going to really get hurt on penalty fees at the end of the term. But if you're the opposite of that, leasing is a fantastic choice. You know, you take good care of the car. Not perfect, not like a museum piece, but you have respect for it. You have respect for the fact that you don't want to pay a fee when you turn the car back in. Then leasing is a great choice because it allows you to basically drive and put in your driveway a car that you can't afford to buy. And so, again, it comes back to that doing your full research before you go. And that means researching yourself as well.
Very well said. We'll take a pit stop and then more with James Bell as we look at the future of car buying. We'll talk about an improved test drive experience and what some other findings from Auto Trader's Car Buyer of the Future study has shown us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
James Bell.
is our very special guest, head of consumer affairs from General Motors. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World, and we're talking about the future of car buying. A near record 17 million cars and trucks will be sold this year. And recently, the folks at Auto Trader did a car buyer of the future study, which was published in March. And this is an interesting little piece that came out of that. Only 17 out of 4,002 people prefer the current car buying process. The rest want significant changes, particularly in the test drive, deal structuring, financial paperwork, and service phases. So there's a lot of people wanting change here. Let's take it from an expert's perspective here, James. If somebody out there right now is looking to purchase a car, what are some of those initial steps that you would recommend for a consumer to do?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, as you point out, we're looking at a year of about 17 million new cars sold. So probably quite a few of your listeners are maybe thinking about getting back in the marketplace. I think first and foremost, it's pretty simple. I like to say grab a pad of paper and a pen and put it in the seat of the car next to you, or in your current car, in the seat next to you, and just kind of keep a log on how you're really using the vehicle. I know that sounds silly. We all kind of think we know what we do on a day-to-day basis, but I think you'd be surprised. You know, if you're thinking your next vehicle, you need a 7-seat crossover, good chance that unless you've got a family or carpooling or something like that, good chance it's just yourself and maybe one or two others in the car. So do you really need all those additional seats? Or, definitively, you do. So that helps you really identify that. Horsepower. We all think, a little more power, especially guys like you and I, Bob. A little horsepower is good. But you know what? Maybe your drive, your daily commute, is pretty much in stop-and-go traffic. And you're really only going to be able to utilize that horsepower when you're, out on a Sunday drive or something like that. So maybe a smarter choice would be something that balances power with fuel efficiency. So instead of looking at the V8 engine, maybe look at the turbocharged four-cylinder. And just really start to, again, analyze how you live your life in your car and then let those guideposts lead you to the right vehicle. My next suggestion is if you haven't been in the market for a while, and there's a good chance you haven't because the average car on the road is a little over 11 years old right now, if you haven't been in the market, take your brand perceptions and toss them out the window. Certain brands that maybe a decade ago you thought were really strong and then, the right place to go for a smart purchase, they may be struggling today. And other brands have really kind of stepped up their game and have closed the gap or surpassed them. And so that's my other best suggestion. Take those brand perceptions, throw them out the window, and start fresh. And I think you might be really very pleased with what you find from a brand you wouldn't expect. And then the next step is to get online. Go to the manufacturer's websites that you're interested in. Go to sites like Kelley Blue Book or Auto Trader, third-party advice sites like that. And then also go to sites that are discussion forums for people who have that particular vehicle. You can find out that, there may be some sort of reliability issue that you weren't aware of. Or maybe people are just overwhelmingly happy with the car and they really want to talk about that. So you can really line everything out before you go to the dealership such that when you walk in to the dealership to do that test drive, you can say, okay, here's what I want. I want that one in red with this motor at this trim level. Let's make it happen, as opposed to being sold and pushed into maybe vehicles or trim levels that you don't really want. And I think that's where a lot of the displeasure comes with the car buying process. People just don't like to be sold, especially when they have access to so much information beforehand.
And more and more, the study that Auto Trader did shows some pretty serious numbers, including 88% of millennials born after 1980, 77% of the Gen X buyers, and 78% of baby boomers use the web as the most used and influential source. There's so much out there on the web, though, James. Any advice as far as sorting through all the different choices? What's the best way to use the internet to shop for a vehicle?
Well, I think, again, after you've made the kind of the search on yourself, so to speak, and really analyze what kind of vehicle you need, that really helps pare it down, because then you can look up that, you know, I need a 5-passenger crossover and start your research there, and maybe look up a company that makes one. I mean, I work for General Motors, so I'd be in trouble if I didn't say, you know, just start your research looking at the Chevrolet Equinox, a 5-passenger crossover. That will then lead you into analysis of other vehicles in that class, because as you and I know, there's a lot of great journalists out there that are going through each segment and doing comparison tests and so forth. So I think that's the best step. Now, one thing that I would like to mention is General Motors is doing something pretty cool now called ShopClick Drive.
Yeah, that is cool.
A website that, and since we, I think we last spoke about it, it's really even increased. We're now having access in all 50 states. We have dealers that are on this program and selling thousands of cars. So essentially, after you've done your research, okay, so let's just use the Equinox as an example. If you decide that's the right car for you, you go to shopclickdrive.com. And that will then give you, after you punch in your zip code, it will give you online access to your local Chevrolet dealer's inventory. And then so you can look and see, wow, okay, I really want to get a silver Equinox with the tan interior and the 6-cylinder engine. Hey, they've got one at the dealership just up the road for me. Now, here's where it gets pretty cool. You can then also negotiate the price online. You can then also negotiate the financing online, whether you want to lease it, buy it, get your interest rate, get everything sorted out. If you were so inclined, you could have the vehicle delivered to your house and sign the paperwork on your front doorstep.
Now, that's wonderful.
My personal choice is you want to do that test drive to make sure the car fits you and really does work for you. So maybe you should go to the dealership for that moment. But theoretically, you could never leave your dining room table and have a new car.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the test drive experience, because as I was pontificating, you know, some dealers just, you know, don't do a good job. They just take you around the outskirts of the dealership, and that's not what you want. You need to really get it in various circumstances, highways, stop and go. You need to run it over some bumps. What would you recommend for folks?
I love it when I hear a friend say they got a new car and they're not really happy with it. And I said, well, tell me about the test drive. And they say, well, we left the dealership and we made a right-hand turn, and then we made another right-hand turn, and then we made another one, and we're back at the dealership. And I said, no, what's that all about? That's not what you want to do. You're exactly right. If you're a freeway driver as part of your daily commute, then for goodness sakes, test drive that vehicle on the freeway. Do some on-ramps and off-ramps. Check the handling, check the braking, check the merging power so you feel safe when you're joining traffic. If you're a stop-and-go driver around town and city traffic, to take the vehicle downtown. Get in that circumstance. Really drive the vehicle the way you expect to. These are big purchases. These are serious time and money commitments. And to just drive it around the block a couple times is not going to tell you what you need to know. Secondly, is spend some time just sitting in the darn thing. Dealers are really smart. They'll put you at a table or a desk near the vehicle so you can kind of stare at it longingly as you're going through the negotiation process. But you should really be in that vehicle and make sure it fits you. It fits your body type and everything's easy to use.
There he is, the man himself with so much knowledge, James Bell, head of consumer affairs from General Motors. We'll get you back and do an even longer segment on this. I really think it's very important, and I want to hear more about Shop, Click, and Drive from GM. Thank you, my friend, James. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this very same time. And don't forget, if you log on to our network's website, you can listen to us anytime, 24-7, in archive form, in podcast form, in on-demand form. So keep that in mind, GCNLive.com, as well as AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We have been celebrating since March the big 100th centennial of J.C. Whitney. Actually, all year we've been talking about it, but we really got serious about it in the month of April and decided to do segments each and every month focusing on this incredible achievement of 100 years. And joining us right now is the chief car enthusiast from J.C. Whitney. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Rob Mulner. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Thank you so much for your time, Rob.
It's always good to be on the show, Bob. It's a great way to...
Looks like we might have a little connection problem with Rob. Why don't we fix that, John? Try it one more time. Okay, Rob, are you with us?
Yes, Bob. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well this morning. And yourself?
excellent. So the J.C. Whitney Centennial Celebration rolls on. The last time we talked, you were Florida-bound for a Jeep event at Daytona. Tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, spectacular event. Jeep Beach was late April, and we took part in the largest Jeep parade assembled per Guinness World Records. They were actually on site to confirm the number of Jeeps, and we massed up 1,846 Jeeps and took them around Daytona International. And like I said, that was verified that day, so that was very cool to be part of that. And just met Jeep guys from all over the country. People had drove in from Pennsylvania, obviously, all over Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky. We met a bunch of people, probably, I don't know, 7,500, maybe 10,000 people came through Friday and Saturday. Very, very cool Jeep event.
Excellent. And today you have arranged for a very special guest to join us. He's with a company called BestTop.com, but he also, I understand, actually has a long-term relationship with J.C. Whitney. Tell us about our very special guest, Steve Brown, and then we'll get him on the air.
Yeah, BestTop is one of our centennial sponsors and has been a leader in Jeep accessories, Jeep tops especially, for a long, long time. And through our business with BestTop, we've had a chance to work with Steve Brown. And Steve Brown worked at the J.C. Whitney office. He's got some great stories. He was a representative for one of the manufacturer's reps and had first-hand knowledge of working with J.C. Whitney. So we're real lucky to have Steve with us this morning.
Absolutely. We welcome Steve Brown from BestTop.com to the airways of Auto World. Thank you so much, Steve, for taking time to join us. How are you?
I'm very well this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to come on to the show today. And we're very appreciative of J.C. Whitney giving us the opportunity.
Before we tell folks all about BestTop.com, let's talk a little bit about your J.C. Whitney days.
Well, they go back quite a ways. My original history was I was with Sears Roebuck for 10 years, from 74 to 84, and I was the catalog sales manager for automotive at the time for Sears. Sears was actually doing business with Whitney at the time and Sears. I then left Sears and became a manufacturer's rep for BestTop in 1984. And J.C. Whitney was one of the accounts that I called on all those years. And then about 3 years ago, I actually came inside BestTop as the marketing database manager. But I still maintain all my links and relationships to the accounts that we've had, including J.C. Whitney.
That's great. And I was looking at your website both last night as well as today, BestTop.com, and you guys have a wide variety of great offerings, everything from power boards to Jeep tops, bumpers, tonneau covers, and some other very cool products. How long has BestTop been in business?
In 2014, we celebrated our 60th anniversary.
Wow.
As BestTop Incorporated. BestTop started out as by Tom Bradley in Longmont, Colorado, about 1954. He had an upholstery shop there. And that was approximately about 10 years after World War II ended. There was a flood of Jeep, military Jeep vehicles coming into the aftermarket through surplus. And the original civilian Jeeps, the CJ2 and CJ3s, were pretty popular with a lot of the GIs that had driven the Jeep during the war. And Tom Bradley saw an opportunity there to get in on that, and he started making replacement soft tops for Jeep vehicles. That went on, and he started to become very successful at it. About 10 years later, he sold the company to his then general manager, Jim Stengel, and he expanded the line. And then in the 70s, BestTop was sold to Winns International, a large automotive aftermarket company, who also owned a company called Dualmatic. They merged the two companies together, and for a few years there in the 70s, we were known as Best Top Dualmatic. Interestingly enough, Dualmatic was already selling products to J.C. Whitney, and that was Best Top's actual entree into doing business and getting into the J.C. Whitney catalog. Our relationship with Whitney goes back longer than just about anyone else that we've done business with.
Wow, that says a lot, Rob. Best Top has been with J.C. Whitney for a long time, and certainly that means that you guys are very, very pleased with this company and its product lineup.
Oh, no doubt, Bob. Best Top's really got, it's not just great product for Jeep, but as we've seen with their new hybrid top we put on our Centennial JK Jeep, really groundbreaking new products that they're bringing out every year. So it's not just the legacy, it's not just the time we've worked together, but they just continue to bring out great new product, especially for Jeep.
Let's talk a little bit about that special vehicle and what you've got on there from Best Top. This is a vehicle that's been built specifically to celebrate the centennial of J.C. Whitney. Tell us about what you've equipped it with from the great company here, Best Top.
Yeah, Best Top is actually our Jeep sponsor. So we've used lots of their parts on our first project. And any of your listeners, I'd invite them to go to jcwhitney.com, click the Join the Centennial Celebration link, and if they were to visit the project garage, they can see episodes of the various products that we've installed. And so far, they would see the Trek Top Pro hybrid stop top that we installed. Mm-hmm. And then also their rock bumpers on the front and the rear of the Jeep. So really just a couple of accessories have made a big difference in terms of what we can do with the Jeep, where we can take the Jeep. And in the case of our adventures out in Moab that we talked about last time, those bumpers came in real handy as we were tearing through the trails and running over the rocks and such. So. And there'll be some more from Best Top coming, but those are the episodes that your listeners could go check out on jcwhitney.com right now.
Excellent. That's a great thing about today's world, Rob. I mean, it used to be that you could only order during specific hours, but with the internet and the global economy and marketplace, folks can log on to J.C. Whitney anytime, 24/7, at their leisure. And boy, have you got so many different products to choose from. Have you guys ever actually counted up? When we come back on the other side, I'd love to get your take on, ballpark figure, how many different products that J.C. Whitney has in its average catalog. And we'll also continue our conversation with Steve all about Best Top and talk about some of the great new products that they've got and some of their best sellers as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's been July with Extendo Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
As we continue to celebrate the centennial of J.C. Whitney, we have our very special guest, Rob Molnar, who is the chief car enthusiast for J.C. Whitney, and he's been telling us all about this incredible celebration, which is underway and doing so well, and bringing forth some of the partners in the celebration. And in this case, we have a very special guest, Steve Brown, who actually worked for J.C. Whitney for a number of years before moving on to BestTop.com. And before we go any further, Rob, why don't we make sure and give out that special web address? You guys have got a special website just for the centennial.
Yes, Bob, it's 100.jcwhitney.com. We'll get you right to the centennial mini site, and you can see all of the events that we've been to. You can see what we've done with our first project, our brand new Jeep JK that we've driven all over the country so far. You can see we mentioned some of the Best Top product and some other accessories that we've added to the Jeep to really make it what I consider an off-road athlete.
Fantastic. Steve, let's talk about the Best Top hybrid top that you've got on this J.C. Whitney Centennial vehicle. Tell us all about the attributes of this top, the advantages, and any other cool facts that you'd like to include.
Sure. And Bob, I want to clarify something. I was never actually an employee of J.C. Whitney. My involvement started with them as a manufacturer's representative on behalf of Best Top.
Okay,
so
sure.
I was an independent, but J.C. Whitney, I became part of the family practically over all those years.
That's wonderful.
And so anyhow, the Trektop Pro, this has been a top in development for about 3 years. We introduced it at the 2014 SEMA show last November, and it is a first real milestone in the Jeep soft top market, because it's, as we refer to it, it's a soft top that thinks it's a hard top. One of the biggest issues people have with Jeep soft tops going back forever is that if you want to get to into the rear cargo area of the Jeep, you have to open the tailgate. You then have to unzip that window on the sides in order to roll up, and you also then have to detach the tailgate bar, which holds the bottom of that rear vinyl window in, and get that out of the way, and then you can get access to the rear. When you're done, you have to go back all through that activity to reattach the window and the tailgate and close it. We thought that there was a better way, and some of our design engineers at Desktop said there's no reason why we can't put a hard rear glass panel back there, just like a hard top.
Mm-hmm.
And so the design began, and it came to fruition late last year. And the biggest selling feature of the Trektop Pro is that rear glass hatch. You simply open the tailgate, swing it open, and you lift up the rear window just as you would a factory hard top. It works exactly the same. We have a special support arch in the rear of the vehicle that attaches at the corners, and that gives it the strength and rigidity to hold that rear glass hatch. In addition, we offer a defroster option and a windshield wiper option if the customer so desires. The other attractive feature of the Trektop Pro is it has no zippers. Anyone who's ever worked with it, installed or taken a Jeep top on or off, the zippers are real fingernail breakers at some point. Also, working with zippers in colder weather is difficult. The side panels of the Trektop Pro use a slide-in, slide-out system, very similar to how the tailgate bar works. And this eliminates the need for those zippers. That's a big feature. And Trektop Pro also has another feature we call the Sunrider panel, which is a flip-back panel above the passenger seats that you simply detach from the header channel and flip it back. That's a feature that Desktop has had now for several years. So in essence, the Trektop Pro is unique in the market. We've had a tremendous customer response to this product. I think we're going to far exceed our estimates as far as sales go this year, for sure.
And tell us about the installation process on the Trektop Pro. Is it something that the average folk can do? Is it a hard endeavor?
I would say there's a medium difficulty level in installing it. J.C. Whitney has a great installation video on Trektop Pro, by the way, on their website, that really goes into detail on that. We also have a video on desktop.com that goes through. It's a very lengthy video, but it does show every aspect of the installation. It's not that difficult to install. There's no drilling involved. It's all bolt-on. A typical installation, if you've never done a Jeep top before, it's probably you're going to want to have help doing it, two people. And it's probably going to take about two and a half hours. It's not that complex of an install, but there are some parts that need to be put together, attached to the rear arch module, and then you simply put the windows into it and then the fabric.
That's great.
I can add some comparison, Bob. You know, I'm an old British car guy, so I've done top on my TR6, and I would probably be able to do two or three Trektop installs versus one TR6 install. Not that it's it's not exactly a clear exchange rate, but I was involved with the Trektop Pro install on our Jeep, and I literally had to slow down the guys on the install so I could take the pictures. It just went together so well. You can tell the engineering on this product is really top drawer. Steve was sharing about the hatch and the access and the convenience. but really this top is just full of those kinds of touches. It just fits onto this Jeep perfectly. It looks great. We haven't even talked about that. It really looks sharp. It's a very premium-looking top. And again, the fit, the finish, the ease of installation, it's really a very nice piece of kit.
Yeah, let's touch a little bit more on the look of it, Rob, because, you know, you guys get such a cool-looking Jeep. You needed to have a really cool-looking top, so you chose a really good one here in Trek Top. Explain to our listeners around the country and around the world a little bit about the looks of this top, because
sure,
it's cool.
No, I appreciate that, Bob. When I saw this at SEMA last year, it really jumped out at me, the shape, the configuration of the top, it looks very unique, and part of that is the material. It's a very, I would call it a very European kind of a twill, the material that the top is made out of, so it's not a standard kind of black vinyl top. It looks premium from 25 feet away. And then Steve mentioned the glass, the side windows. It's got glass sliding windows rather than the standard or typical, you know, kind of welded in plastic. So it already looks like $1 million, really. And then the rear of the top, because of the hybrid component, you've got a hard formed plastic arch that makes up the rear of the top. So you've got a molded shaped rear to the top. And then with the factory glass, with the defroster, with the wiper motor, you've got this very clean, very complete look. So you roll up to, you know, drop the kids off to school, or you roll up to hit a trail, and this top jumps out. People at Moab, people at Jeep Beach, they've asked us, where did you get that? That is so cool. Show me how it works. So it's been a real crowd pleaser. And we were Whitney was one of the very first to get our hands on this Trek Top Pro. And like I mentioned earlier, if your listeners go to 100.jcwhitney.com, they can see our install piece, and they can see just how darn easy this was to put on.
And certainly, Steve, this is going to be a win-win for you guys, partnering up with J.C. Whitney with this wonderful centennial year and being able to show off this Trek Top Pro at all these great venues across North America.
Absolutely. It's this top, it's a milestone in Jeep accessories and soft tops. And the fabric that you've been talking about and Rob was describing, we call that black twill. And it's actually a three-layer fabric of acrylic with a rubber inner layer, which adds insulation and noise reduction properties to the top. It's an expensive fabric. It became an OEM option, I believe, in 2013. But we offer it on our super premium tops, such as the Trek Top Pro, the Super Top NX, and the Trek Top NX. As a matter of fact, if you have a BMW convertible in your parking lot, that fabric that you see on that Bimmer is the same fabric that this Jeep Top has.
Wow, that's fantastic. Steve, I really want to thank you so much. Everybody check out besttop.com. It's a great product, the Trek Top Pro. Steve Brown, we'll get you back with us for a future visit down the line. And Rob Moldner from J.C. Whitney will be talking to you over the next couple of weeks. Thank you, my friend.
Look forward to it, Bob. Thanks.
That's going to do it for this hour.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.